Avoy de Zor, Perek Beis Mishnei, Om Rabbi Yehuda. Shol Rabbi Shmol Sub Yeshua Kishoy Mahalchim Badorach. This was a shadow that was posed on the road. Om Aloy. Mipnei ma osu gvinus oivdei chacham. Why are gvinus oivdei chacham osu bachil? This shadow we left off with the Mishnah Dalet, that if you hold zichshash, that sakrevis avoy de Zor, that solves the siboy seres, bachil and bano. But the Chacham over there disagree with that Chash. There's a Roy Behemoth and not in Takrevis of Edizor, and still it's also Bachilo. So why Taka? Omar Loi, Rabbi Shua tells him like this, because the way to make the cheese, we call that being Maimid, to turn it into something dry and to a hard product, the way to form the cheese, to be Maimid it, is Bakeva with this curdled milk, which has this enzymes, from the Teich Me'ayim Shalah Behema, and it's Mamid in Oysa Bekeva Shal Nevela. Goyim make cheese with the milk that comes from a Behema that was taken out of the stomach of a Behema that was in Nevela, that wasn't shechted properly. So it's awesome, and that which it's Maimid is also awesome. Now, it's not so posher because it doesn't have a tam of the Nevela. Not like you took a shtickle nevela and you cooked it in a pot, and now the taste of the nevela goes into the walls of the pot, and now you're cooking macaroni so that you have a problem. There's no taste of the nevela in the, even if you want to say the chelev akorish has a din of nevela, but you're not eating the chelev akorish. You're putting that in together with the milk in order to create those enzymes. So lemaisa, the poskim say that the same way when something has a tam of nevela, it's also like nevela. So if the nevela is maimedid, that itself is considered that it has a shame nevela. Has a shame is a nevela. That's also this is the maimed shaboy. But let's see weiter. Omar loy, Rabbi Shmuel tells him back. Kevas oilo, if you do the same thing, you have an animal that was shechted korban oilo, heilig korban oilo, and they took out the chelev hakorish that was bemei oilo after the korban was shechted. Chamura mikevis nevelo. Nevelo is only also bachil, it's not also bano. It's not takrevis avoy de zor. An oilo is also bano, there's me'ilo. Also, the whole oilo doesn't have any achila, right? The whole thing was put on the mizbeach. So kevas oilo is also not only bachilo, it's also bano. Ve'omru, and still there's a shmur b'shem v'chachomim, that koin should die to yofa. This is an expression that's used by Chazal. Koin, it's not squeamish. Daita Yofa means that he's okay. Yofa. He's okay and he's not squeamish on his food. Sorfa, what he could do is he could take this milk that's in the stomach of the korban oilo, and if he wants he could suck out the taste. That means Rabbi Shmuel is proven from this Shmuel that we don't see, when you shecht an animal, the milk that's curdled, that's in the stomach of the animal, we don't see that as the guf ha-behema. Not by nevela, not by bas oilo. So that which is sitting in the stomach of the korban oilo is not part of the korban oilo. It doesn't have that isra achila, isra ano. And so too, also, the milk that's in the stomach of an animal which died, which was in nevela, also doesn't have an isra. Now, rather, that shmur itself of koyin shedaiti yofa sorfil chayo is not so pashut. The Mishnah adds, but this is really in parentheses. V'lehoidule, the other chacham would not mask him to the shmur. But the reason why is like this. Aval omru ein nenin v'le moyalin. L'maisa, since it came from a korban oilo, it's not because it's an isser of basur ol oilo. It's an issa to be nena on anything that comes from a korban oilo. But that's an issa because it was part of the animal, not because it's a basur of basur oilo, which has din to go on the mizbeach. So what does that have to do with nevela? Nevela is also because it came from a nevela. Nevela, what's also, is the basur nevela. A person is allowed to take a tooth of a nevela. What's also is psar nevela. The dam, the chelev of a nevela. That's also. But over here, you're talking about the milk that's in the stomach of the animal that's not considered part of the animal, and there's no reason to ask for that. Chozar, Rabbi Yeshua, who had said the original Taina, Omaloi tells him something else. Mipnei shemamidin oisa bekevas egle avay dezoro. Here he tells him not else nevela, because of egle avay dezoro. Omaloi, if you take a choishish, this lechay was the nida in Mishnah Dal. If you take a choishish, favaydzor, that was the shita remeyde who's choishish lemiyuto. So then, lomaloi asurua behano. Then should be also behano. Takrev savaydzor. If you want to be choishish, that this is what it is also behano. If it's nokshash takrev savaydzor, it's only altz nevela. So I'm proving to you that altz nevela, it's not also midin nevela. Rabbi Yeshua Kaniri did not want to reveal the real reason. He told him one thing, Rabbi Shmuel argued, told him something else. Listen how the Mishnah says it. He changed the conversation with Dover Acher, Santa Zach. Listen to what he turned the conversation into. Omalo Yishmuel Achi, Heichat Akari, how do you understand the Pasuk? Kitevim Deidechem Yoyin. The Shia Shirim, the Pasuk says that the Rebbein Shem says to Klal Yisrael that Toivim Doidecho Miyayin, your love, your devotion is better than Yayin. What does it mean? He says to him, do the words mean Ki Toivim Doidecho Miyayin Beloshin Zohar or Oi Ki Toivim Doidayich Beloshin Lekeva? What it really means is that the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim says Yishokein Meshikas Piu, which is Klal Yisrael, that's Tzimeim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Megala, the Loshon, HaMoshel of Shir Hashirim is the Rebbein Shem will be Megala L'Osed Lovoi, like he was Megala by Maimon HaSinai, with all the Soidus HaTorah, that's the Yishokenim Shikas Piyu. Is this a response? Is this the Rebbein Shem saying, Ki Tovim Doidecho Miyoyin? Or Ki Tovim Doidayich is Klal Yisrael B'Loshon Nekeva, Klal Yisrael on the Moshel, is the Kala of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, responding. Omale kitovim doidayich. Omale ena dovekein. Shere chaveri melamed olav. There's another pasuk that teaches. The same pasuk says, L'reach shmonecho toivim. Alkein, the pasuk says, Aloma sahivucho. That's a loshen zochor. So mele kitovim doidecho. It's not toivim doidayich, it's toivim doidecho. Good, so they got into a shmuz and had to learn up a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. What does this have to do with anything? Or what was Rabbi Yeshua's purpose here? So the Gemara explains a whole shtickle to Santa Zach that Chachomim, they make a gzera. If they reveal the reason for the gzera, then Kanir, they're setting themselves up that it could be argued on. What happens if the Sanhedrin makes a gzera, and then Chachom come along, and they argue, and they shlug up, and they have rayas, and lomdas, and whatever. Okay? They will megalo the reason, and you impeach the reason, so Memel is shak to argue. But what happens if the Chachom made a gzera, and they made a gzera for whatever reason? And they weren't Megala. So then it's unarguable. It's like a Moshe Lamad David Daime. Chassidim don't eat Bechalal Mishin Matzahs. Because the Helig Adiv Rechaim, the Tzan Zeruv, said there was a tumult then with Lashma, there's a Taina with Chimutz. He said, I'm Goyzer that you can't eat Mishin Matzahs. The Welt says maybe he was worried about because there were jobs. Almanas used to need the dough. He didn't want to take away Panosa from Yiddish Avaiba. Arabon, when you say something without a reason, so then you have to be mekabel what that Adam Godel says, because as I take his up, he was Geyser. So Sanhedrin's Geyser Exera, you can't be mevatel the Exera because they weren't mekabel the reason. So what Rabbi Yeshua was trying to do was he was trying to steer away the conversation. He's not saying the real reason, which means that there was a reason that the Chacham wanted, which is not evident, it's not obvious. L'chura, what it would mean to say is that this was a Exera of Chazal, really. Even if the reasoning in Lomdus for Machol Sasus didn't add up, it was really a gzera to keep away from Goyish products. Now really, besides for that, there's another whole discussion over here, which the Rishonim have a whole Larichus, and it goes like this. The real reason they say over here that there was an Issa, and Rabbi Yeshua didn't want to be Megala, because then maybe there would be Mezalzel, and people would argue with the reason, there would be other Tamid Chacham that would be Mefakvik, is that they didn't just make the cheese, Gvinus Ev Kechovim, with the curdled milk that's inside the stomach of the animal. They would make it with the skin of the stomach itself. The same way the milk that's in an animal's stomach has these enzymes that create cheese, the acid is also in the walls of the stomach. Mimila, what they did was they would take milk and they would put it in the stomach that was cut out of an animal that died, a nevela. And that itself would also create the same effect. Now, what's the issa? Is the issa because the tam of the basar goes into the cholov? It can't be. Why? We're trying to bring that when you learn chulin, you see that if you would take meat, the walls of a stomach of an animal, and they make milk, but it's a kosher animal that was shechted properly, wouldn't become possible kalav. Why don't we say that the milk absorbs some of the stomach, and it becomes possible kalav? Elamai, you have to say that's not called it absorbed. Or you have to say that so little effect that it doesn't aser the milk. If that's true, what? So then why would I aser alts nevelo? Nevelo also should not be aser. Kanir, that's only chash min derabbanon. And there were more machben nevelo, but legabi basav v'cholov, there were less machben on a tam, which is not distinct. You have a similar type of halacha we have in kol habasar. What's called nat banat. Nat banat is a shvacha tam. It's a tam sheni. And there's a chil between nat banat the yisur and nat banat the teru, where the nat banat is bosor, shvacha taste of bosor going to cholov, shvacha taste of cholov going to bosor. It's mutter. Mashengu, it's machol sasur. It's already osur kishalatzma. So it's also over here, alts nevela. We're super sensitive to any tam of nevela, so they asur it. That was really the real reason of Rabbi Yeshua. They didn't want to be megala. Vishnavav, elu dvarim shalev t'chavim asurin ve'en isurin isur hano. These are things that they asked him, they didn't turn it into an isur hano. Cholov shechaloi ve'ev t'chavim ve'en isur re'eu. This is the famous din of cholov akum. Cholov akum means where a yid was not present by the milking. What's the isur? Maybe he milked the tray for cow, or maybe he mixed in milk of a behemoth tamer. That means like this. Batsim, if you have a pail of milk, you could see the difference between cow milk and milk of a different specimen, of a different animal. But it's possible to mix in some. And they have found cases. Now, the famous discussion, what's called in our society, cholov stam, cholov akum, is not really a different issue. Chazal clearly asserted if a yid wasn't by the milking. However, what's called a yid is by the milking. Pashtus, it's in order to create a mirsas factor, a fear, that the milk should be kosher milk. The question was whether this was Ramesha wrote the tshuva, the famous Shmuzer Ramesha was, is to be matir because the regulations from the food industry, in a highly regulated industry in America, is enough to take the place of a yid being bit by the milking. Other parties can argue. You can hear the debate on that. The isur has nothing to do with isur hano. It's isur achila. That means like this. If the chash is straightforward machol sasuris, so then Ramosha's logic is pretty clear. That if, for whatever reason, there are regulations in the industry, so then there is no chash. The mokum lodun, which other parties can add, saw they certainly weren't makabel Ramosha's kula, is they held that Chazal put into place an isur if the yid is not involved in the production of the milk, even in a supervisory capacity, then the halach is, we see it as goyish milk, they asked goyish milk. It's like we mentioned before, some of these surim over here, makolos asurois, were not mitzias dikachshoshes, they're vaitachshoshes. Chazal put into place, Chazal don't want yid needing from goyish product. So if that's the case, there's no reason why that shouldn't be true, even though practically speaking, the chances of there being treifa content in the Yiddish milk is almost nothing. It doesn't make a difference. There were geyser on the fact, not on the mitzius. There were geyser on the scenario. Pas akum v'shemen shalohen. Pas is clearly something that they answered. Because of Gaisha influence. The Gemara says, Gozru al Piton, Mishum b'nei Zayim, Gozru al Shamnom, also Mipnei b'nei Zayim, Mipnei Yenom, V'yenom Mipnei b'nei Zayim. Now, Shemin is interesting. Pas Akum is still an Issa. However, Pas Akum, there's something else called Pas Palter. Chazal only answered in the small villages that the only bakeries were Gaisha bakeries, and they were Matir, eating professional bread because it comes from a bakery, from a company, from any product on the shelf in a store. That, there's not going to be any kiriv hadas because you buy something that was produced by Walmart. You can buy a bag of pretzels produced by Walmart, not creating kiriv hadas with any goyim, guaranteed. Novos, you want to make sure there's nothing osu in it, so for that you need a good mashgiach, but nothing to do with the fact that the goyim are there. That's paspalta. The pasakum is when it's a product that was baked in by a goy. See, across the street, the goy, and he baked a simple cake, and you know it's not there are no non-kosher ingredients, but there's a kirim adas there, gozu mishum yenom, yenom mishum b'nai seyem. That being said, everybody knows the famous meaning that's brought in Shulchan Aruch, that during Aseres made tshuva is the highest standard of Kedusha to be makbid on Pas Akum, even by Pas Palta. That's brought down, not to eat goyish products. One wants to know what's called Pas Akum, is it has to be Pas, it has to have a Tzuras HaPas. If it's not a Tzuras HaPas, it could be Bishule Akum, but it's not going to be Pas Akum. Now, let's go a little bit weiter. In the Din of Shemen Shalahan, there's an interesting historical footnote. Look what the Mishnah says. Rebbe ubeis dinah hitiru b'shemen. Rebbe normally is Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Seif Mishnah. The Rishonim already explained, the Maseiros that goes from the Goinim and from the Amiroim, is that this Mishnah, Rebbe ubeis dinah, does not refer to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, it refers to his Enukul Yehuda Nasiyah. And he's not a Tana that's ever mentioned in the Mishnah. There are brises from Yehuda Nasiyah. He's not in the Mishnayos. Really, the final wording of the Mishnayos was edited by Rebbe Ubeis Dinah. Nothing thereafter, even brises that were brought to the Sanhedrin's attention, nothing was put into the wording of the Mishnah after Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It could be in a Tesefta, it could be brises that are brought in the Gemara, Tanu Rabbonon, you have all over Shas, but not in the Lashon of the Mishnah. This was an exception, because they literally took a din from Chazal. Chazal were geyser on shemen of goyim, and they were mafkir an existing, an ancient. It's a takhla that goes back hundreds of years before that. There's a mice in the Gemara about Yiddish soldiers in the beginning of Bayesheni being mice nevish not to eat goyish oil. So you don't mean a takhla that was ancient, and they were mavatlet. Why? Because in the times of after Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the only source of oil in Eretz Yisrael that was left, which was a basic staple, was in the hands of goyim. There was no Yiddish produced oil, and without that, their diets were literally mamish reduced to kamat nothing. So mipnei dire necessity, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiyah was kaveh bezdin, and they were mevatel the original takana, which is a shocking example. We don't have any place else in Shas, and because of that, they put it into the Loshna Mishnah in order that should become established halacha. One thing should be added. Like we said, it's shocking. There's no koyach on a bezdin later on to be mevatel takon from 100 years before. So the answer to that is, the Gemara speaks out, daf lamed vav, is that any gzera that's not niskabel al roiv hatzibur is, if it's not niskabel fully by the tzibur, so then it lends itself, it has a mokum to be nisbatel. Ein goyzen gzera la tzibur and kem roiv hatzibur yichoyen lamed vav. So even though the gzera was nigzar, but since it wasn't the scabble fully, so maybe later on it could be in this battle. But a regular gzera, let nobody think that there's a mokoim when circumstances change to have a bimavatl gzera of chachom. Ushlokois, the chachomim also acid shlokos are like cooked vegetables. Also, they were goyzer that not because there's a chash that's awesome. You ask a guy to cook stir-fried vegetables. There's a chash of isadim. Now, it seems clear from the wording of the Mishnah that there's two different gzeiras here. There's a gzeira on pas and shemen, and there's a gzeira on shlokas. Otherwise, we would have said pas, shemen, or shlokas shalahan. So there's different way. The Rishonim have different ways of understanding. The Tosfos has one pshat. The Rishonim, take a little Tosfos Yom Tov over here. One way to say it would be to say the original gzeira, which kanira comes from the times of Shammai and Hillel, was on pas for shemen. It wasn't accepted. Pas stayed. Shemen, they were mevatel. Shlokas was a later gzeru. Pas is more an important food. Breaking bread together means they're eating a meal together. It's more meaningful. So they were gozer on that first. Later on, they were gozer also on shlokas. Another way, there were shem that say maybe fakert, maybe shlomo was a dover mugdemes. They weren't gozer on pas because pas is more of a dover kosher. They weren't gozer as of yet. It's only a later gzera that were guys on pass. Now it's important to point out one distinction, a possible distinction between pass and shlokas. The Gemara has a whole sugya, and these things are mamish halacha lemaisa, where pass akum, even though they were guys on bread that's baked by goyim, But there's an Eitzah if a Yid turns on the oven. It's a famous thing that they use in companies. If a Yid turns on the oven, so then we see the Yid is being mishtatav. It's similar to the idea of they were geyser on geyser milk. But if there's a Yid that's part of the process, well, they weren't geyser. So we also, if a Yid was part of the process, they were not geyser. There's a ganze machlok sushainim. Is that only true by pas in the baking process? So that's true even by shlokas. So when you have a dish of food that's cooked by a, let's say, a cleaning lady, there's no chash of machlos asuras. It's cooked by whatever's in your pantry with your kalim. It's clear. Nothing here is machlos asuras. Shail is only that the goy is bishul yakum. If a goy fully cooked it, so then we have a problem. By the way, while we're on the topic, we'll add another detail, is that if we say that Chazal asked these things, a Yid's not allowed to eat bishulei akum, pas akum, shemen, according to the original Gzeira, does that mean that they made these things midrabanan to machalz asuris? Could be that they were goyis with some type of hekir. A Yid's not allowed to eat with a goy, it's an hoga, but not that they made it into a iser achila midrabanan, let's say oif, becholov, that they asked midrabanan, is now machalz asuris. And afkmina is, you have to kasher pats. A goyish cleaning lady cooked a dish for a yiddish, and then she chaps it. Shailah, a goy cooking for a yid. Do you have to kasher the kelim? It's a ganz machlokes rishonim. Bidi eved, one doesn't have to, but lechatchila one should. Al kaponim, all these gzeris, ukvoshin shedarken losis l'sechin yayim v'chaymitz. This is some type of vegetables or fish that they would cook with brine or with other liquids. With like pickled things, should darken losses the tachiyayim mechaymitz, which is a real problem. See, we're not talking about an isim mishum chitim; we're talking about an isim mishum chash yayin esek. Even where the yayin esek is not giving tam, they asud. We've seen several examples of this. Even where lefi the gedorim of regular taruvus machol zasurus, it won't stim. It shouldn't be asud, but over here they'll asud. The Torah's trufa is a type of fish. The fish itself is Tohar, they cut it up into small pieces. It's possible that pieces of dag tmea got mixed up. It was one of the noisim that comes up by tuna, where there's a shaila of how much supervision you have to have with tuna, because it's possible they go, to, let's say, to the Pacific and they catch companies, let's say, Starkist, they catch thousands and thousands and thousands of tuna, and they chop, they grind them up. It's possible that there should be other fish over there. So shaila is exactly what the level of hekeri that's necessary is. Tzir, she'en bo dogo. Tzir is like water after they cook the fish. So the juice of the fish is called tzir. It's not proper machal zasuris, even if it's from a behemoth tmeh. She'en bo dogo. Kilbis, a type of fish, I don't know exactly what the material is. There was this type of very small fish called a kilbis that you were able to find if you had tzir, if you had a whole pot of tzir of dogim tmeim, that would be a sign. So if it doesn't have dog or kilbis, so that's a sign that it's dog, that it's a tzir of dogim tmeim. The hachilok is a small type of fish that don't have the requisite signs of snap of the kaskesis, and the shaila is maybe got mixed up with dogum tamem. The Gemara explains the chash is that these fish, when they're small, they don't have the fins and scales, only when they get older. So, Miller, one could have a big pile, and since you can't pick it out because there's no skin, there are no fins and scales on the small ones, so Miller is shaykh that dogum tamem should get mixed up. Kowit shel chiltis. Chilta is a very sharp, it's some type of plant that's extremely sharp. And the problem is that the goyim would cut it, this stuff, with a trefa knife. And because of the dover chorif, the taste will go from the knife, even without heat. The taste will go from the knife into the chiltas, into the kairit of chiltas. Umelach sal kointis, a type of salt, where they would put on, to preserve it, they would put on Shuman of Dvarim Tmeim, or Dogim Tmeim, or Basel Tami. Harei Elu Asurin, Venisurin Esano. These are Shoshos, Savisur Achila. Therefore, there's no reason why they should ask her, Behano.